今天早上不是马拉基王缓慢而行。我星期五抬一个东西，结果一下子旧伤复发，所以这个腰又扭伤了。
I tried to lift something last Friday, and then my old wound got hurt again. So now I'm in pain.
我记得十几年前跟一个弟兄到 Costco 帮教会买书架的时候，那天抬到一半，咔一下，躺了好几天，我的腰就受伤了。
More than 10 years ago, I went to Costco to buy bookshelf with a brother, and I sprained my back at that time. I was in bed several days.
所以后来一不小心就会复发。我其实已经很小心了，没想到还是又复发了。
Since then, the wound seems to recur quite frequently, and then I've been very careful, but it happened again.
但是我很感动，弟兄姊妹真的是很关心我。
I'm very touched because all of you really care for me.
So far, 没有一个人打了我就跑了。
So far, no one hit me and ran away.
好，反而我一早来，在我的办公桌上就有一个束腰，然后来到位置上又一个束腰。
So, in the office, I found some girth for the back, and also I found something here. Another one here.
然后一早 ，David 就站在门口。David 周不是我儿子哈。我儿子是昨天晚上就 offer 要帮我推拿。
And then my son offered to massage me last night, and also brother David so this morning.
非常谢谢很多弟兄姊妹为我的关心跟祷告，我听说祷告会也为我祷告。
Thank you for all of your care and prayers for me.
其实我今天早上还在跟于师母讲，我说我实在很讨厌每次给你们一个错误的印象，以为我是个病号。
I really don't like to, as I share with my wife, I really don't like to give an impression that I'm a sickling.
其实我年轻的时候是很喜欢打球，很喜欢运动的。
Actually, I was very sportive when I was young.
我那时候很喜欢打篮球，如果我继续打，我不知道会不会上 NBA， 但是我打得很好。
I was very good basketball player. I don't know if I would make it to NBA if I continue.
这个就动手术，我的台湾的医生比较保守，就叫我不要有这么激烈的运动哈，就不让我打篮球。
Since I had to go through surgery and the doctors are very conservative, they stopped me from playing basketball.
后来我就打排球、打乒乓球这种比较缓和的。
Then I play ping pong and volleyball some more mild sports.
结果现在一打球就。这个 migraine 就头痛，又不能打了。
Now every time I play sports, I got migraine, so I have to stop.
那我现在最剧烈的运动就是礼拜天讲到走来走去。
So my most vigorous sports is to walk around the podium on Sunday.
结果今天腰又痛，又不能走来走去了。
Now my back hurts, I can't even walk around.
我可能早晚有一天会堕落到像于师母说的，我最剧烈的运动大概就是刷牙了。
Maybe someday, my vigorous most vigorous sports will be brushing my teeth, as Sister Nancy said.
这是你们故意摆在这不让我走的是吧？这个于师母建议我今天早上穿棉袄，因为不能像西装那样子动来动去，这个比较斯文一点。所以我今天早上会像说书的人一样，这样站直的跟你们讲道。
So today when I preach, I will be like the old ancient teachers.
谢谢弟兄姊妹这样的关心。我们今天要继续讲这个主耶稣所讲的比喻。
We will continue to look at the parable that Jesus said.
主耶稣讲的比喻，有人说三十多个，有人说六七十个。
Some say Jesus has spoken about 30 parables. Some say 60s or 70s.
因为在我的讲道计划里面，我这次只会讲其中的三个。
And so in this series, I will only talk about three of them.
所以为了挑这三个，我花了很多的时间寻求跟祷告。
So I actually spent a lot of time on seeking the Lord and also a pray about which three.
这三个都是精挑细选非常非常重要的三个。
So these three are the very important ones.
第一个我们讲到好撒玛利亚人的故事。
The first one is the Good Samaritan.
讲到我们今天要能够真正的爱神，真正的爱人，必须是在生命的境界里面。
We have to be in the realm of life in order to truly love God and man.
律法师问主说：“怎么样子得重生？”主叫他要去活出大诫命来。
So the scribes asked the Lord Jesus how to be born again, and Jesus says, "You have to live out the great commandment."
最真实的爱绝对是从生命里面出来的。
True love comes from true life.
而这个生命是从主来的，我们才可能活出 尽心尽心尽力尽意爱神，然后爱我们的邻舍，如同爱自己。
The life has to be of Jesus, so that we can live out the great commandments to love God and love our neighbors.
我讲的第二个比喻是什么
？So what was the second parable that I preached?
撒种的比喻啊。
The parable of the sowing the seed.
哎，我常常说这个可能是一切比喻之冠，好，因为主耶稣先讲这个比喻，而且是最重要的一个比喻。
So that parable is probably the first one that Jesus told, and probably the most important.
讲到我们对主的话、对神的道，我们的反应。
That talks about our reaction and attitude toward God's words.
它就决定了我们生活的品质，决定了我们永世的结局。
And that determines the quality of our life and our eternity.
啊，决定了这个道在我们身上能不能带下真实的改变和祝福。
And that if God's words can truly bring blessings.
那今天早晨我们要讲到按才干受银的比喻。
So this morning we're going to talk about the parable of the talents.
特别讲到对于神所给我们的托付、给我们的恩赐、给我们的责任，我们到底应该怎么样子来回应
？That how we should respond to the gifts, to the gifts and commissions and God's talents.
我想这个五千两、两千两、一千两的故事，大家都很熟啊。
I'm sure we are all very familiar with the parable of the talents.
但是我们要特别特别先提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情。
But I'd like to remind brothers and sisters one thing.
大家记不记得这个比喻的 context， 就是它的上下文、它的背景是在怎样的背景里面？主耶稣讲这个比喻。
Do you remember the context of this parable? In what background Jesus is telling this parable? Anyone knows?
这是非常非常有名的橄榄山预言，马太福音二十四章、二十五章，主耶稣讲的两章非常重要，关于将来的预言。
This was spoken in a very famous discourse of Olives, Olive Mountain, where Jesus predicted the prophecy of the end time.
所以我们在讲这个比喻的时候，不能够把它跟主要再来。这么重要的事情分开来啊
！So when we talk about this parable, we cannot separate it from the very important thing about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
的确，很多很多的传道人，很多的教会拿了这一段讲出来，我们要好好的善用我们的恩赐啊，做来教导。
Yes, many teachers and preachers use this parable to describe how we should well manage the gifts that we receive from the Lord.
但是如果我们真正忠于上下文，如果我们真正要让这一段的信息更深刻的留在我们里面，我们不能够离开主讲这句话的背景。
But if we want to be true to the context, then we have to remember the background in which this parable was spoken.
因为这段的故事讲到我们将来所有的人都要到主的面前去跟他交账。
Because in this discourse, the Lord Jesus said that all of us sooner or later one day will give account.
每一个哈 ，everyone.
Every one of us have to give account.
没有人可以替代你去跟主交账的。
No one can substitute you.
你不要说我功课做不完，我请某某弟兄帮我去交作业。
You can say, I can't finish my homework, so I ask some other brother to do the homework for me.
小时候有时候不敢交作业，就叫别人交了，还不敢去见老师。
When we were young, we used to do that. We asked someone to turn in the homework for us because we dare not to face our teachers.
但是将来我们这些被造的人跟造我们的主要，每一个人都要面对面的相会，要把我们这一生向他交账的。
But one day, all of the creation was meet its creator and give account.
所以整个故事是跟这样子的一个大的背景发生关系。
So the entire story happens under such background.
那主耶稣为了这样子的一个背景，讲了好几个比喻啊，像十个童女的比喻、中仆、善仆的比喻等等。
And so in such background, Jesus mentioned many parables, like the parable of the 10 virgins and the good and the evil, the wicked servants.
我们没有时间讲那个，我们一起先来看今天的背诵经文。
Let's look at the memory verses of today.
我们一起来读，好不好
？Let's read together.
中文、英文一起读没有关系。
Let's read together.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍。做神百般恩赐的好管家啊，在这里一开始就讲到万物的结局近了。
So at the beginning, the verse says, "But the end of all things is at hand."
你如果记不得的话，底下有三件非常重要的事情我们要记得。
So we have to remember three things following this verse.
第一个要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
First, be serious and watchful in your prayers.
换句话说，在面对仇敌，面对所有要来破坏我们的，我们要非常的谨慎，要用祷告来面对。
In other words, when we face the enemy and all kinds of distractions, we have to be serious and watchful in our prayers.
第二件事情是要彼此切实相爱。
Second, to have fervent love for one another.
不仅仅不发怨言，要互相款待等等，就是这样的，我们要切实的相爱。
Not only that, we have to be hospitable to one another without grumbling, we have to truly love one another.
第三件事情就是讲到我们个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
Thirdly, each one of us should receive a gift and minister to each other and be good stewards of God's grace.
好，那我们现在来读今天要读的经文。好。Okay,
now let's read the scriptures.
我们翻到马太福音25章，
Matthew chapter
25, 4节到30节，
verses 14 through 30.
好，我们弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Brothers, read one verse and sisters, read other verses.
天国有好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们，按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000，那领2000的也照样另赚了2000。 但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领5000银子的又带着那另外的5000来说：“主啊，你交给了我5000银子，请看我又赚了5000。”主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理。” 可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那领2000的也来说：“主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。”主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”那领1000的也来说：“主啊，我知道你是忍心的人。” 没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚炼，我就害怕，就把你的1000银子埋藏在地里。请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚炼，就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人。到我来的时候，可以连本带利收回。” 夺过他这里钱来，给那有1万的，因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，连他所有的也要夺过来，把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。好，那我想我们的圣经就读到这啊。So
this concludes our scripture reading.
今天我们讲这个故事的时候，我们基本上就是有3个简单的点提一下。So
we will mention three main points about this parable.
第一件事情，在我的纲要上写的，主给我们的托付可能不同，但是每个人都有，而且早晚都必须要向主交账。First
is that the Lord's commissions for us may vary, but everyone has commission. Sooner or later, we'll settle accounts with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看见是主给的。Yes,
this commission comes from the Lord.
还不是讲你有天然的才干。We're
not talking about natural talent.
特别说到主给的。But
this is something from the Lord.
什么叫恩赐？
So what is a gift?
就是我原来没有的，神给我的。That
I did not have, but now the Lord gives to me.
所以源头是神来的。So
the origin comes from the Lord.
不是我们天生的才干办法。We're
not talking about our natural methods or talents.
不管主给的恩赐、主给的恩典、主给的托付。 这讲到源头是从神来的。Whether
it's a gift or God's grace, it all comes from the Lord.
请大家注意，所有主给的都是好的。So
everything that comes from the Lord is good.
所有从主来的都是为了祝福我们。Everything
that comes from the Lord is meant to bless us.
所有主给我们的恩典、恩赐是要叫我们拿去服侍别人。All
the grace and the gifts that God gives us is for us to serve others.
所有主给的恩典和恩赐是要让我们在他的管理主权底下来运用的。
So all the grace and gifts that God gives us is meant to be used under His sovereignty.
所以请弟兄姊妹注意到，我在这里要特别提醒我们一般人的错误。
So I'd like to remind everyone to pay attention about some mistakes people commonly make.
我们发现一个人口才很好，我们就说你很有讲道的恩赐。No.
We find someone who is very eloquent, we might say, "Oh, you have the gift of preaching." No.
恩赐跟才干不一样的，恩赐从神来的。
Gifts are different from natural talents.
但第二件事情，第二件事情。
Secondly,
恩赐不是为着我的。
Gifts are not for ourselves.
恩赐是为着神，而且为着服侍人的。
Gifts are for God and to serve and minister others.
所以，当我得到恩赐，我拿来跟别人比较 compete， 或是我拿来骄傲的话，这个恩赐在我们身上就完全给糟蹋了。
So if we compare or compete with other people's gifts, or we become proud, then we have misused and abused the gifts.
再说，神把恩赐给我们是叫我们用来服侍的。
Well, let me stress it again. God gives us gifts so that we can minister to others.
神把恩赐给我们是要叫我们能够照着神的旨意来运用的。
So that we can use them according to God's will.
所以第一件事情我们知道是主给的。
So the first thing we have to know is that
we come from God.
And everyone may have different gifts.
所以在这个比喻里面讲的三种人，五千、两千、一千。
So in this parable, there are three kinds of people. They receive five talents, two talents, and one talent.
那请问我们中间自己觉得自己五千的，请举手。
So please raise your hand if you think you have five talents.
有一位觉得五千，好，还有没有？两位，觉得自己是两千的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you think you have two talents.
啊，也有人。觉得自己是一千的
How about one talent?
那其他人呢?
How about others? How about the others?
超过五千还是少于一千? 觉得超过五千的请举手。
Maybe you have more than five talents.
还有两位是超过五千的。觉得少过一千的请举手。
Raise your hand if you have less than one talent.
都没有好好读圣经。
You did not read the scripture well.
在主的眼中，至少在这个比喻里面。再多也不最多就是五千。
At least in this parable, the most you can have is five talents.
在主的比喻里面，再少也少不过一千。
And in this parable, the least you can have is still one talent.
原谅我再说一句更直接的话。
So let me be more direct with you.
从历史上整个教会历史两千年下来。
Throughout the entire church history.
就像黎托森弟兄说的，教会历史上出现五千的不多。
As Brother Watchman Lee says, there are very few throughout the church history that have five talents.
我很感谢说我们中间还有两三个。
I'm very thankful that we have two or three in our midst.
没有，我不是求你们哈，我只是。
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
我只是讲，因为主在这个比喻里面就只讲了这三个。
Because the Lord only mentioned these three gifts, three size, three amounts.
你们如果问我是多少的话
，If you ask me how much I have.
因为我从来没有这样去想过。
I never thought about it.
我这次在预备讲道的时候，我在想说，那我自己是多少
？So this time I was preparing this message, I'm thinking how much do I?
我就毫不犹豫的知道我自己是一千。
And without any hesitation, I know I have one talent.
我只是比较认真经营我这一千的人就是了。
But I'm more diligent in managing my one talent.
你会说，哎呀，余弟兄，你是传道人都还一千，那我们不是只有五百吗？
But then you might say, oh, brother, you are a preacher. You only have one talent. Maybe I only have half.
我不是年轻一点的孩子，你们说那我不是只剩下半斤八两了吗
？Then the young people might think I probably only have half talent.
弟兄姊妹啊，我跟你说真的，我一点不是我故意谦卑，而是我自己知道我就是一千。
But I'm not trying to be humble with you. I know.I only have one talent.
如果照我们弟兄说的，整个人的教会历史里面，这两千年下来，五千的像保罗、像李弟兄、像这个史布真、像这些属灵伟人，不过最多就是五千的话，我们实在没有办法跟他们比。
If what Brother Watchman Nee says really true, that throughout the 2,000 years history of church history, there are only few that have five talents like Paul, like Brother Watchman Nee or Spurgeon.
不要谦卑到一个地步，说我999，或者我只有100，我只有200。
But then we don't have to be so humble that we say we only have 0.9 talent or 0.1 talent.
至少在主这个比喻里面，最高最高就是五千，最低最低就是一千。
According to this parable, the most you can have is 5 talents, and the least you can have is 1 talent.
好，我再问一次了。
So let me ask you again.
我们觉得自己五千就请举手。
Please raise your hand if you think you have 5 talents.
哇，还是有一位哈。 那觉得自己2000的请举手。
And 2 talents.
那觉得自己1000的请举手。
And 1 talent.
感谢主哈，至少我都没有乱讲哈，你们至少知道自己有1000的，感谢神。
Now you got it. You know you have at least 1 talent.
每一个人都有。
Everyone has.
今天只是我们知不知道的问题。
The point is whether we know them.
今天只是我们用不用的问题。
Or whether we use it.
以弗所书第4章讲到基督升上高天的时候。
Ephesians chapter 4 says when Christ ascended into heaven.
他掳掠了众仇敌。
He captured all enemies.
然后就把各样的恩赐赐给人，英文是赐给 everyone.
And then he has distributed. He has given. Gifts to everyone.
所以每一个人都从神面前有得到恩典跟恩赐，是为的要来服侍人，为的是要来完成神的托付。
So that every one of us has received grace and gifts from God in order to fulfill God's purpose in us and also to serve others.
我昨天晚上预备信息的时候，突然想起来前几天，我经过我们教会的餐厅的垃圾桶。As
I was preparing the message last night, I remember several days ago as I passed by the trash can in our church.
然后我突然发现我们的垃圾桶里面的这个吃完饭的盘子是我这一辈子看过最整齐的一次。I
remember all the plates lined up very neatly.
你们还没讲你就放了。仁成正好在旁边，我说你的 iPhone 帮忙照一张相可不可以？
Brother Nan was right next to me, so I asked him to take a picture with his iPhone.
他就帮我们照了一张，我现在放给大家看。Now
I'm going to show you.
可以放了。你看到了没有？整排上百个纸盘排的这么整齐。Hundreds
of plates all lined up neatly.
你知道我们从前我们的垃圾桶是乱七八糟的。You
know, our trash can used to be very messy.
纸杯、纸盘、那个塑胶碗、塑胶叉、塑胶都乱丢在里面。Cups
and plates and forks all in the trash can.
然后我们的姊妹艾薇姊妹说要环保，要开始来推动这件事情。And
then Sister Ivy started to promote a recycling.
我很感谢主，还保守她健在。I
thank the Lord for keeping her that she's still well and healthy.
因为中间她好几次气得都血压高，她跟我们讲话的时候满脸都红的。Because
for several times she was so angry that she had. High blood pressure.
这次弟兄姊妹跟她说，从她的血压指数跟她属灵指数成正比。
But then brother sister remind her that her blood pressure index is proportional to her spiritual condition.
有时候真的是受激动，觉得她怎么乱丢成这个样子。
Sometimes she gets so frustrated because people just messed up.
但是感谢主，不光是她属灵，她的血压开始降低了。
Not only that, thank the Lord. Not only that, she's now very spiritual, and her blood pressure started to go down.
你看她的努力，弟兄姊妹的配合，整洁组的配合。你看我们乐色能够收成这样子。
Now with her efforts and everyone's cooperation, now our trash looks so neat.
弟兄姊妹，恩赐是用来服侍人。
Our gifts are for ministry.
每一个人都有，你不要去跟外面去比那些大东西。我们每一个人都有的。
Everyone has gifts. Let's not compare it to those who have great gifts.
我好多年以前看到一篇文章，讲到在意大利的南部。
Several years ago, I read an article about the southern part of Italy.
有一个美国派驻在欧洲的一个军官，他有一个儿子，才13岁的一个男孩子。
An American soldier who got stationed there, he has a son about 13 years old.
有一天他读那个文章，讲到这个史怀哲医生在非洲行医啊，这个的故事，他非常感动。
A little kid one day read an article about Albert Schweitzer went to Africa to be a doctor.
他就用他自己的零用钱就买了一罐盘尼西林消炎药，然后他就寄给。 美国驻欧洲的一个将军啊，叫做 Richard，这个Lindsay。
Okay, so he saved up. He used his saving to buy a bottle of penicillin and then send it to an American soldier stationed in Europe.
General
called
Richard
Lindsay. Nancy.
他就告诉他说，你能不能下次飞机到非洲的时候，帮我把这一罐药空投到那个丛林医院给 doctors 那个受害者去。
And then he asked the general that, can you next time when you fly over to Africa, please drop it into the hospital in the jungle for Dr. Schweitzer.
结果这封信被意大利的一个广播电台把它给发表出来了。
And then this letter was broadcast through an Italian radio station.
哇，很多人就非常感动，就很多的 donation 都有这个捐款都进来。
And many people were moved and started donating.
所以他们收集到$400,000的医疗用品跟器材。
So they received about $400,000 worth of medical equipment.
所以意大利跟法国各派了一架飞机，把这个医疗这个器材带着这个小孩子一起运到非洲去见受害者。
So both nations, Italy and Germany, sent airplanes with this child to go see Dr. Schweitzer.
哦，受害者非常非常的感动。
Dr. Schweitzer was very moved.
他没有想到一个13岁的小男孩做一件事情，能够让非洲这么缺乏医药器材的，一下子得到400,000的 surprise.
He could never imagine that because of this 13-year-old child.So many people in Africa were able to receive $400,000 worth of medical equipment.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天在这里，神给我们每一个人都有给恩赐。
So today God has given every one of us gifts.
但是我们看见恩赐是有大有小。
But we do see that gifts may vary. There's some are great, some are low.
但是我在这里讲义上特别提醒弟兄姊妹，我们也要去注意到路加福音19:11-17，主耶稣另外讲的一个比喻。
But then here in online, I specially mentioned that you have to compare with Luke chapter 19:11-13, where Jesus mentioned another parable.
其实路加福音十九章的比喻是比马太福音25更早之前讲的。
Actually, the parable in Luke was mentioned earlier than the parable in Matthew.
那你讲到主给十个仆人，每一个仆人的托付都一样，都是一锭银子。
There, Jesus talked about the parable of the master gave minas, that's silver coins, to all servants, and everyone received exactly one mina.
每一个人都得到的一模一样的。
Every servant.Received one mina.
所以这两个比喻要平衡的来看。
Therefore, we have to look at these two parables together to reach a balance.
一面来说，我们所得到的救恩、得到的基督的生命、得到神所有的应许，通通都一样的。
So on one hand, we receive the life of Christ, salvation, and all the promises equally.
所有的恩赐和能力都在耶稣基督这个伟大的生命里面，而我们众人都得到同一个生命。
Because all the grace and the abilities are given from Jesus Christ, and we have received this great life equally.
我们怎么样子用我们有限的今生，用我们所有的遭遇跟环境来经营基督，来赚基督？这个我们的这个出发点本钱都一样的。
So how do we manage and do business with the life of Christ that we have received? Because we all start from the same foundation, the same start point.
好，所以那边有人拿了一锭银子，后来赚了10锭银子；有人拿了一锭，赚了5锭。
In the parable in Luke, some receive one mina and they make 10 more, and some receive one mina and make 5 more.
然后也有一个人拿了一个，就用毛巾把它包起来，然后回来见主的时候讲的话一模一样，只还给主这一锭，原封不动的还给他。
And there's also a servant that wrapped the one mina with towel and then hid it on.And then buried it underground.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这讲第一个点的时候，我们看见所有托付是主给的。
So we see that all commissions come from the Lord.
主给的都是好的。
And everything that comes from the Lord is good.
主给的都是要我们用来服侍人。
And they're meant to for us to serve others.
完成神给我们的托付。
To fulfill God's commission.
而至终带给我们祝福。
And to bring blessings ultimately.
然后每一个人都有。
And everyone has it.
不管你是谁，一定有。
No matter who you are,
而且至少1000。
At least one talent.
第三件事情，我们将来都要跟主交账。
And sooner or later, we will settle account with the Lord.
好，这是我们第一件事情我们要看到的。
So this is the first thing we have to.
将来交账是100%会发生的，弟兄姊妹。We can guarantee. 在座的所有的人，我们都要面对面去跟主交账。
And we can guarantee you, this is 100% sure that one day we will settle account with you.
这是主说的话。
Because this is the Lord's words.
所以 Samuel, 你要去跟主交账。
So Samuel, you have to give account to the Lord.
好，这个 Jeffrey, 你要去跟主交账。
And Jeffrey, you have to give account to the Lord too.
好，我们这里大叔叔、大阿姨们也都要去跟主交账。
And all the uncles and aunties here.We'll have to give account to the Lord.
年长的弟兄姊妹也都要去跟主交。
Same with the seniors, brothers and sisters.
没有一个人可以替我们。
No one is exceptional.
第二件事情。
Secondly.
不同的人对主的托付常常会有不同的反应。
Different people react differently to the Lord's gifts.
这跟我们撒种的比喻是一样的。
This is the same with the parable of the sowing the seed.
我们对主的道都会有不同的态度跟回应。
Because we have different attitude and reaction toward God's words.
今天我们最大的差别都还不在于神给我们的恩赐和托付的大小。
So the key difference is, does not lie into the big or small gifts that we have received.
而是在于我们对神给我们的托付，我们的态度跟我们真正所下的功夫，个人有很大的不同。
But our attitudes and our efforts.
好，所以你看见有人拿到了这个以后，就立刻去做买卖，然后就赚了。
As we see, some received the money and immediately they went to trade and make more.
哎，我岔开来数据讲一下哈。
Let me sidetrack a little bit.
在主里面用恩赐哈，在主里面为神去赚，只会赚不会赔的。
If we use our gifts in the Lord, we will not lose money. We will not lose, but only gain.
你千万不要因为在你的投资上或是股票上曾经失败过，所以你说我不敢乱花，因为怕糟蹋了。
Please do not consider it the same as investing, like earthly investment that you might lose money.
地上的生意跟投资会失败，会有风险。
Yes, if we invest earthly things, we might lose money because there's always risk.
属灵的投资跟经营，保赚不赔。
But for spiritual investment and management, for sure you will make.
所以你发现有人立刻拿去做了。
So you see some immediately went to trade.
然后另外一个人挖开地把它给埋藏。
And another person dug in the ground and hid it.
路加福音第十九章的那个例子是讲到他用一块毛巾把它给包起来。
And in Luke chapter 9, he says he wrapped it with a towel.
弟兄告诉我们，神给我们的手巾是用来擦汗的，不是用来包银子的。
But our brother reminds us that the towel that God gives us is for us to wipe our sweats, not to wrap up the money.
是要去殷勤经营的。
It's for us to diligently manage.
然后我们看见一个人是指。有的人是忠心经营，到最后他们可以喜乐的交账。
So we see some faithfully manage their money, and they were able to give account joyfully.
然后另外一个仆人，他是存心偷懒。
But the other servant, he was purposely lazy.
为什么讲他存心呢
？Why do I say that he purposely?
因为你从他跟主，你从他跟主的讲话里面，你就知道他早就想好怎么样子跟主来赖皮了。
Because from what he said to the Lord, we can see that he already planned the excuse with the Lord.
他一早就已经想到将来要跟主怎么讲，所以他一开始他就把它埋起来了。
So he already planned his excuses, so he just dug the ground and hid the money.
然后主回来的时候就跟主讲理由。
So when the Lord comes back, then he can argue and give the excuse.
那我想问弟兄姊妹，好，就是平常我们跟别人的 conversation, 跟别人的讲话对话里面。
Let me ask you, in our daily conversation with others,
你会最在乎哪些人对你说话？
Who do you care the most about? Who do you care the most who talk to you?
你有没有觉得？谁？你们都不在乎我讲话，你看有没有人回答？你会最在乎谁对你讲话？一个。
Who do you care most?
可能是我们最爱的人，对不对
？Talk to you, probably the one that you love the most.
他讲话我们会很 care.
Then we care about what he or she says.
第二个可能是我们最敬重的一个人。
Secondly, probably the one that we respect the most.
或者我们很尊重他，他讲话我们可能会听。
We respect someone, then we will listen to what he or she says.
我们的领导，这个国家元首来跟你讲话，你可能会听。
So, like the leader of the nation comes to talk to you, probably pay attention.
第三个我们可能会 pay attention 的是谁？
And then the third type of person that we might pay attention to
是对我们最凶哈，可能会打、会刑罚、有权可以管教我们的人，对不对？你可能会怕他。
the one that is probably the most rude to us, or that someone that may discipline us, and that we might fear them.
所以你看这个人哈，他对主人给他的托付，马上就去买了。And
look at this person. He immediately hid the gift that the, his master gives to him.
来的时候，他可以跟主人说：“我知道你是一个很有心的人。”
But then, when his master comes back, he said to his master, "I know that you are a hard man."
你没有撒的地方，没有种的地方你要收割，没有撒的地方你要聚敛。
That you will reap where you do not sow, and that you will gather where you do not scatter seed.
你觉得他怕不怕主？
Do you think he fears his master?
他真怕，他就不会这样子讲话。
If he truly fears his master, he would not have said this.
他根本没有把主当作主来尊重。
But he never honored his master as the Lord.
所以对于主人的托付，他根本不当回事。
So he did not care about the Lord's gift.
然后开始算账的时候，他还可以能够把责任推给主。
And then when they start settling account, he even blamed the Lord, because the Lord is a hard man, that's why I'm afraid.
所以你不要怪我去把它埋起来，你应该怪，因为你太坏了。Don't
blame me that I dug the hole and hid it, because you are such a harsh man.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现在这里哈，他们最大的差别还不是在于神给他们的恩赐托付不一样。
So you see the difference is not how much they have received.
他们最大的差别还不是在于他们责任的大跟小。
Or of how great is their responsibility.
他们最大的差别是他们的态度，更不要说后来他们所花的功夫了。The
greatest difference is their attitudes and also their efforts afterwards.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们常常在这里所在乎的是我们的恩赐，我们的责任大跟小。Today,
oftentimes we care about how great is our gift and responsibility.
我们会觉得他们恩赐比较大呀，他们这个是这个才干比较多啊，所以他们应该忍者多劳。So
some we may say some have greater gifts, and so therefore they labor more.
但是今天主在乎我们的永远都不是这些事情。But
what God cares are not these things.
主非常在乎到底我们知不知道我们自己是有托付的。
But God cares if we truly know that we all have a gift.
主在乎的就是我们用什么样子的态度跟 effort 跟这个代价来经营神给我们的恩典。
And God cares that with what attitude and how much effort we try to manage and minister these gifts.
所以你看这个有人有那种三个椅子的脚踏车，你们看过没有？我今天找了一个给你们看。
Have you seen three-seaters bicycle?
你们看过那种脚踏车没有？
Have you seen,
还有更多的哈，底下的那个。
They have even more seats.
前面后面是爸爸妈妈骑，中间小的大概是小家伙骑。So
usually, parents will take the front seat and then the last one, and then with the children in the middle.
所以小孩子们他能够出的力量就是这么多。
Because what children can put in the effort, the labor just.
所以神在乎的不是我们赚多少。
So God, does not care how much we make.
神在乎的是我们的 effort, 我们的努力, 我们的态度是不是100%。
But God cares if we are 100% in our attitude and effort towards.
所以神从来没有对那个两千的说，你为什么只赚两千，没有像他一样赚五千？
So God never asked the one with two talents, how come you did? You only made two talents more. How come you did not make five more?
神也从来不会对那一千的说，你为什么不能像那两千的、五千的那么有出息，赚那么多？你只赚一千。
And God will never blame the one who has only one talent. How come you cannot gain more like those who have two, five?
甚至主人可以降低标准到一个地步，你就算不能去经营，放到银行去拿利息都可以。
The master was even willing to lower the standard, says even if you don't know how to do business, at least you can deposit with a banker and gain some interest.
就算你真正觉得你的能力不够。 你有那个心说是要为了主人能够赚一些，你放到银行去，你的态度都是对的。
Even if you don't have the ability, but at least you have the heart and deposit the money with the banker to at least make some interest for your master.
我希望这个比喻真正的中心的重点被我们每一个人掌握住。I
hope that we all can grasp the spirit behind this parable.
每一个人都有恩赐和托付。
Everyone has gift and commission.
每一个人都要为着我们得到的恩赐和托付要跟主交账。
And we will all give account for the gift and commission we have received.
而这个交账的结局是非常严肃的，等一下我们要。
And the result is very serious.
而它的不同在于我们的态度。
And then the difference lies in our attitude.
在我们是不是真正尊重神，在乎神给我们的托付。
And whether we honor God and the commission that God has given us.
而且我们很认真地来经营，来运用它。
And we seriously, and diligently manage.
所以
Make it to work.
所以如果 我问弟兄姊妹，像英文组也在这哈，各个团契小组都在。
So let me ask brothers and sisters from all small groups and fellowships.
你们觉得你们自己的小组教会，不是小组聚会团契好不好？
What do you think about your small group meeting? Is it good?
很多人点头了，很多人没有表情啊。
Some nodded and some with no expression.
那我如果问你们说，不管你现在的情形好不好
？Now let me tell you, regardless how.The condition is.
你愿不愿意他加倍的好
？Are you willing to make it a better?
你愿不愿意他五倍、十倍的比现在好
？Do you want it to be much better, like two or five or ten times more?
如果现在你觉得英文局或是任何一个团契小组觉得自己不好
，Or if you think your small group or fellowship is not good enough,
你愿不愿意你的小组能够 10 times better, 十倍好
？Do you?Are you willing to make your small group 10 times better?
如果你觉得你的小组团契现在很好
，If you think your small group meeting is very good,
你愿不愿意它加倍的、五倍的更好
？Do you want it to be twice or 5 times better?
愿不愿意
？Are you willing?
真的愿意吗？请举手好不好
？Please raise your hand if you're willing.
那你愿不愿意我们教会比现在加倍的好、五倍的、十倍的好
？And do you want our church to be5 times or 10 times better?
那主耶稣这个比喻其实已经给我们很清楚的一条路了。
So this parable has already given us a very clear way.
假设我们中间没有任何其他两的通，全部都是一千两。
Say if we only every one of us has only one talent.
两百个一千两是多少
？200 people with one talent. How many talents do we have?
美国孩子就会说两百千啊，那好，没有两百千没关系，那就是20万。
That's 200 talents.
啊，嗯。200少点就是两百千嘛，我讲错了。
It's okay, 200 talents.
好。Okay, 200 talents. Okay, 好，那圣经的话，200 talents. 那这是我们现在有的，如果全部都出来的话。
So that's why we have 200 talents if we all put it into use.
那是不是胜过如果我们在教会里面只有10个人、20个人在这里进攻用
？So isn't it better than if we only have 10 or 20 people that are giving their talents to work？
你的小组如果有15个人
，So if your small group has 15 people，
或是像英文组有30多个人
，Or about 30 people in English，
如果每一个1000的人都在这里进攻用的话
，If everyone who has one talent。It's making it to.
我们可以有15 talents 或是30多 talents.
So we might have 15 or 30 talents.
可是很多时候星期五聚会有好好 pre-study， 有为小组聚会祷告，然后在聚会中真正 fully participate 参与的，其实常常就是少数人。
But sadly to say that oftentimes only the minority who have prayed for the meeting and prepared and then do the pre-study.And participate.
所以加倍蒙福的路早就摆在我们眼前。
So actually, the Lord has already indicated to us the way to double our blessings.
所以我们不要光在那里怪说，哎呀，这个聚会不好，那个聚会不好，这个人讲的不好，那个人讲的不好。
So let's stop blaming that oh, this meeting is not good and that person did not say it well.
我希望我们多有一些人起来啊。
Let's all rise up.
啊，我们不要去依靠那些2000两、5000两的。
That we do not solely depend on those who have 2 talents or 5 talents.
我们希望我们每一个一千两的人都把自己的那份摆起来。
That every one of us who has 1 talent will bring out that talent.
那个十个轮子的脚踏车。
And that bicycle with 10 seats.
如果只有两个人真正在骑的话，他真的很累。
If only 2 of them are making an effort, then they will be exhausted.
如果这个脚踏车变成20个位置，还是只有两个人的话，他更累。
If we put 20 seats in on that bicycle, but only 2 are pedaling, and they will be very tired.
如果变成50个椅子，还是只有两个人的话，他根本骑不动的。
If we add 50 seats to the bicycle, but only 2 people pedal, then they will not be able to make a move.
主耶稣讲的比喻都是非常简单的。
So the parables said by Jesus are all very easy to understand.
我们只要稍微深思，我们就要得到智慧。
If we meditate on it a little bit, we will gain wisdom.
我们只要深思，我们就得到出路，得到答案。
If we meditate on it, we will find solution, a way out.
所以我们聚会要好。
If our meeting We want our meeting to be good.
教会要好，小组要好，任何的服事要好。
And our church, we want our church to be good, small group to be good, or our services to be good.
就在乎有多少人真正把他们一千摆出来。
It depends on how many people would bring out their 1,000.
所以我们弟兄在他信徒照就讲到教会的侍奉的时候，他特别提醒我。
So Brother Watchman in his edification books, he especially reminds us.
他说所有服事主的人，神家的工人都面对一个挑战。
All the servants of God face one challenge.
就是到底我们能不能把神家的一千两都动员起来。
That can we mobilize everyone who has that 1,000?
神家如果是靠五千两的人在那里存留的话，这个教会没有太大的价值。
If a church only survives on those, on the services of those who have 5 talents, then such church have not much.
神要的是全民的侍奉，是要肢体各占其位，各尽其职。
Because God desires that all members of the same body will mobilize and serve.
这不光是一个健康的教会，是一个健康的身体。
Not only that this will be a healthy church, but a healthy body.
我还是要提醒弟兄姊妹，这是关乎你我将来就跟神交账的事情。
Let me remind you once again, this has to do with how we will give account to the Lord one day.
所以我要再说，我真的就是一千两，我只是在拼我的命，想要好好用我的一千两。
So let me tell you again, I only have 1 talent, but I try with my best to manage this 1 talent.
而且我照着主的话，我知道我们在座的每一个人都是一千两，至少是一千两。
And according to God's words, I know every one of us will have 1 talent and at least 1 talent.
所以，两个不同的态度、不同的回应，带来两个不同很大的不同的结局。
Then now we see different attitude responses bring different results.
第一个得到主不同的称许。
And then we will receive different evaluations from the Lord.
主对那个忠心的仆人说：“好 ，well done， 不是 steak， well done， 哈。”好，你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
And then to the faithful one, the Lord says, "Well done." He's not talking about states. Well done, good and faithful servant.
大家特别注意。
Please pay attention.
今天一个人很会赚钱，我们会称他什么
？Today, if someone is very good at making money, what do we call them?
我会说：“哇，你好有成就，你很成功。
”You say, "Wow, you're so successful. You're so great."
但是主对这个人从来没有夸他成功。
But then, please pay attention. The Lord never said, "Oh, you are so successful."
主说你又良善又忠心的主人。
But the Lord says, "You are good and faithful servant."
主在乎的是我们的良善，是在乎我们的忠心。
God cares if we are good and faithful.
地上的人在乎我们成不成功。
People in the world care if we are successful.
教会有多少人
？So we have many of church.
你能够赚多少钱
？And then, people care how many people you have in the church and how much money you make.
你能够爬到多高的官呢
？And how high you can climb up the ladder.
衡量我们从来不照这些。
But God never, the Lord Jesus never evaluates us with such standards.
主要得到的不是成功的仆人，主要得到的是良善忠心的仆人。
The Lord does not want successful servants, but good and faithful servants.
第二件事情，他们得到完全不同的结果。
And then, secondly, they receive.Completely different results.
你说凡有的要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
The Lord says, "Everyone who has, more will be given to him, and then to the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away from him."
所以我很高兴大家刚刚都举手说自己有一千两。
So I'm glad that every one of us raised our hands that we have all.
我们真的都有。
We all have 1 talent. Yes, we do have 1 talent.
但是照着主的话，我也必须提醒我们彼此。有一天，我们在座的人可能会变得一无所有。
But according to God's words, I need to remind you, maybe one day some of us will have nothing.
因为我们今天所有所得到的恩赐，不管时间、金钱各方面，我们如果没有为主来用的话
，But today all the gifts that we have received, whether it's our time or our money or our ability, if we do not use them according to God's will,
那天主要说夺过他那一千来的，给那一万的。
That day, the Lord will say, "Take away his talent and give to the one that has 10."
所以凡有的要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的都要夺过来。
So to everyone who has, more will be given, but then from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away.
而且不止这样。
Not only so.
主说你在不多的事上有忠心。
The Lord says you have been faithful in a little. Little things.
我要把许多的事派你管理。
That I will make you ruler over more things.
路加福音十九章主是说，你既然在最小的事上有忠心。
Luke chapter 19 says you have been faithful on the least of these things.
一个是不多的事，一个是最小的事。
So some the Lord says in a few things, and some say the least things.
黄院长这次来说，有时候我们已经服侍觉得已经忙得忙不过来了，怎么会是？但是在神的眼中还不过是不多的事。
Dr. Huan says, and sometimes we may feel we're so busy, but then to the Lord, these are only a few things.
将来总有更大的能力跟恩典要给我们，叫我们可以做更大的事，管理万有。
In the future, the Lord will give us more power and more ability so that we will be able to rule over more things.
那个从一锭赚十锭的神说，要不光是十锭给他，而且十座城要交给他管。
To the one who has made 10 minas from 1 mina, the Lord says he will give him 10 cities to rule over.
我相信在地下有很多人已经觉得那种人，我不是为了赏赐来爱主的。
I'm sure some of us may be thinking, oh, I'm not such person. I do not serve the Lord for the sake of reward.
这是对的态度。
That is a good attitude.
我相信所有人是爱那些齐心爱主、忠心侍奉主的人，没有一个人是说为了奖赏才来服侍的。
I'm sure all of us who faithfully serve the Lord and love the Lord with a pure heart do not go for the reward.
但是我们千万不要用自命清高的理由让自己不来服侍。But
please do not use that excuse so that we do not serve.
赏罚是必然的， 100%。
There will be reward for sure, 100%.
虽然今天我们很多的生活侍奉，我们只是为了爱主，没有想到这些。
Yes, today we serve the Lord for our love for the Lord. We do not think about rewards.
主说他要把更多的权柄、更多的恩赐、能力要赐给这些忠心的仆人。
But then the Lord says he will give more authority and power to those who are faithful.
然后要夺过这一千的，给这一万的。
And then he will take away the one talent from him and then give to the one that has
been. 然后接下来又有一个更大的不同的，一个更深的赏赐。
And there's even a greater reward.
这个两千的、五千的，主都说你可以来享受你主的快乐。
To those who have 5 talents and 2 talents, the Lord says, come and enter into the joy of your Lord.
然后把那个又饿又懒然后无用的仆人要丢在外面的黑暗里。
And throw those lazy, wicked, an unprofitable servant into the outer darkness.
今天早上我们没有时间向黄院长讲这个预言的解释，有各种不同的派，这个外面黑暗到底指的什么，这不是我今天要讲的啊。Today
we have no time to explain what the outer darkness mean.
但是你至少知道这个人他厉害的 offense， 他得罪了主。But
one thing for sure that this person offended the Lord
severely.
The Lord rebuked him and saying that he is the wicked, the lazy, and the unprofitable servant.
不光是主给他的评价，而且他的结局是被关在外面黑暗里哀哭切齿。
Not only that he received such negative comments, but he was thrown out into the darkness and there will be weeping and gnashing teeth.
他不仅仅得不到主的称许。
Not only that he did not receive approval and praises from the Lord.
他被隔绝，不能享受主的同在。
He was separated from the Lord and cannot enjoy God's presence.
他失去了跟主同在的那个喜乐。
He lost the joy of being with the Lord.
主说你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
To those, the Lord says, come and enter into the joy of your Lord.
跟被丢在外面，哀哭切齿，弟兄姊妹，这是一个太大的不同。
And then the others are being thrown out into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing teeth.
我们先不管他是不是一千年。
Let's not to argue if this is for 1,000 years.
我们也先不管他外面的黑暗到底指的是什么。
What does outer darkness mean?
但是我们却知道它是一个截然不同的结局。But
we know that these results are completely and extremely different.
所以我再要说，主在乎的不是我们赚多少。
So let me stress it again. The Lord does not care how much we gain.
我应该先退一步。主所最大的差别还不在于我们得到的恩赐、责任、托付的大小。
Or let me take one step back. The Lord does not care how much gift or talents we have.
主所最在乎的也不是我们到底赚了多少。
Or how much we gain with it.
主所在乎的是我们的态度跟我们真正的effort。
But the Lord cares is our attitude and our effort.
所以我们怎么样子能够让我们的教会，让我们在座的每一个人都动员起来。
So how do we mobilize everyone in our church?
在神所给我的恩典里面，你觉得你是两千，仍然是五千， go ahead. 但是我们要认真。
But according to the talents and the gifts that we have received, let's be serious.
因为我们将来都需要为了所得的去跟神争战。
Because one day we will settle account with the Lord with what we have.
神要求的是100%的忠心。
What God demands is that we are 100% faithful.
神所在乎的是我们认真面对神的态度。
That we will have this serious attitude toward God.
所以, 智慧姊妹为大家这次出的回应的题目里面，她有一个问题问大家。
So this time from the feedback or question, Sister Christina asks.
她说如果主今天就回来的话，
会给
我们什么评价
？Should the Lord comes back today, what evaluation, what comments will we receive?
弟兄姊妹，不要只是讨论，我们自己问自己。
So let's not just discuss them, but then ask ourselves.
如果真的主今天就回来 ，which is possible, right?
Should the Lord come back today, which is possible, right?
那如果主今天就回来，主到底给我的评价是什么
？Should the Lord come back today, what will be the comment He has for me?
我很高兴他底下接着问了一个问题。
And then the second question.
如果主再多给我一个礼拜的话
，Should the Lord give me a second chance to live another week?
那我会怎么样子过我的生活，让我可以坦然去见他？
How will I live this week so that I can face him confidently?
你们会说今天回来跟一个礼拜回来有什么不同
？You may say, what's the difference between coming back today or a week later?
因为我们都没有体会到被一旦宣告你只剩下七天。
Because we never experience or being sentenced to have 7 days of life.
一个跟我同事的八年的一个朋友，他就是被医生宣告说你只剩下七天。
I had a coworker who worked with me for eight years. He was once sentenced by the doctor that he only has 7 days of life.
医生跟他讲七天。
The doctor says 7 days.
中间我们进去病房为他在病床上施浸，我们陪他祷告，安慰他，鼓励他。
During those 7 days, we went to the hospital to visit him, to pray with him, and baptize him.
整整七天到了，那天早晨起来。
Exactly 7 days later, that morning.
他跟住在他家的那个弟兄讲，我累了，他起来上个厕所回来。躺在床上见主去了。
He told his friend that he was tired, so he went to the bathroom and came back and lay on the bed and he went to the Lord.
他比我快，比我壮，比我会打球，什么东西都非常好。
He had a bigger build than I have, and then he was stronger. Everything was seems better than I have.
就在他40岁的时候，他就这样子，医生宣告完七天他就走了。
And then when he was 40 years old, the doctor says 7 more days you have, and exactly 7 days he went to the Lord.
如果真是这样
，If this is what happened,
主再给我们这七天的话
，The Lord will give us another 7 days.
你会不会你的生活有所不同
？Would you live your life differently?
你跟人的关系、对人讲话的态度会不会不一样
？Will you have different attitude on when you speak to others?
我们最在乎的事情会不会不一样
？Will we care about different things?
我们在准备建筑的事情上会不会不一样
？Will we be different in preparing to meet the Lord？
我们唱303首。
Let's sing the song 303。
我们是唱第一节跟第二节。
Let's sing stanzas 1 and 2。 may be asking, so what exactly is my gifts?
那个不是你今天最需要知道的事。
That is not what you need to know the most today.
我们认真祷告，主都会显明的。
If we seriously pray about it, the Lord will reveal to us.
今天最重要的事情乃是我们是不是知道主托付了我们。
But what's the most important thing for us today is that do we know that God has given us permission?
今天最在乎的是我们有那样子的心跟态度，我要为主而活。
That we have this heart and attitude that we want to live for the Lord.
我要忠于主所给我的托付。
And I want to be faithful to the commission He has given us.
就算我们不知道怎么用，交给银行，有人说你就是交到教会里面来。
We might not know how to minister it, but give it to the banker and then give it to the church.
你就配合教会，教会能够帮助我们在主的面前。
Just work with the church, and the church will help us to make it work.
能够为神的国，为神的家来效力。
So that it will work for God's kingdom and God's house.
Give your best to the master.
将最好的献给主。
我们一起有祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们请两三位弟兄姊妹带领我们有简短的祷告，为着自己，为着教会。
We ask that two or three brothers and sisters would lead us in prayer.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you that you love us so much. Not only that you rescue us from the hands of the enemy, but we get to serve you.
你居然还这样子的信任我们，把托付赐给我们。
And you trust us so much, you have given us commission.
让我们能够在这地上为你来经营，为你的国来预备。
So that we can manage and prepare for your kingdom on earth.
主啊，兴起你的儿女们来。
And we pray that you will raise up your children.
就算我们中间没有五千，没有两千的。
Even though we do not have those who have five or two talents.
主啊，但是五个一千的，就是一个五千的。
But five with one talent will be five
talents. 让所有一千的都起来忠心的侍奉你。
But all who have one talent will rise up and serve you faithfully.
让我们在你的面前是对的人，存对的态度，做对的事。
That we will be right before you and we do the right things.
好，让我们那天见你的时候，哦，耶稣啊，我们最羡慕的就是听到你说我们是又良善又忠心的仆人。
We wish that one day when we meet you, we will receive your presence as you good and faithful servant.
我们羡慕能够跟你一起进去享受你的快乐。
We long to enter into your joy.
你的喜乐就是我们最大的喜乐。
And your joy will be our greatest joy.
主啊，帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
让这些信息都不随便过去。
So that these messages will not just go by.
让我们讲的、听的都更认真的来侍奉你。
All of us who speak and listen will serve you even more diligently.
主啊，不要等到我们只剩下最后一天或最后一个礼拜，我们才来悔改。
We will not wait to repent only on the last day or the last 7 days.
那我们就从今天开始，总要趁着还有今天。
That while it's still called today, we will start.
我们就是要竭力的来得到你的上好，也活出我们的最好来。
And we will try our best to receive your best and to live it out.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.